straight fire. This train is heading out west this week, folks. Vegas, baby. Departing on Thursday. Tuck departing on Friday.
Yep. My first Vegas trip. Vegas, baby.
24 karat magic. Love it. But we are very happy to announce we have Trill Queenswood calling us tonight, all the way from Rhode Island. We're going to have a couple new segments. We got Spare Me Sunday and the Queenswood question. Trill Queenswood, how are you tonight?
Guys, it's an honor and a privilege. And you know what? I have to say, I gotta tell you guys something first here. My twin stepbrother, trust me, it makes sense. My twin stepbrother, Mim Kingswood, he unfortunately is not here anymore. He is away on sabbatical. The last time he was on here, he had some hot takes, and he got burned. His hot takes were too hot. He got burned. He's in Peru. He's in Tibet. We don't know where he is, but all I know, he's sitting by the campfire by his little hut, and he's listening to Trainwreck Sports right now. He has handed me the keys, and I'm ready to take over for him.
Trill Queenswood, love it. Ready to go. I know we're going to do some new segments with you tonight. The first thing we're doing, the Queenswood question of the night. What do you got for us?
Well, you know, my thought is here with the Queenswood question. I want to get after some hard-hitting facts here. There are big questions out there that need to be answered, and only the Wrecking Crew can answer them. So tonight, the biggest question that I can start off with is, do you double dip?
Wow. That is a great question.
Oh, yeah.
Double dipping. See, I'm a germ freak, but I'm okay with the double dip.
No.
Even if there's a lot of people involved. I know it's weird to say, the double dip is not, like, chips dip. I'm okay with that. I am definitely okay with the double dip.
I will say,
if you double dip out, you make out with every single other chip holder in that bowl.
I will say today, you, Al Degenerate Al, and Petty Roosevelt were over. We got some CBA wings. Great place for some wings if you ever want some wings. And Al Degenerate Al asked me, do you like blue cheese? And I said, you know what? I'm not going to be selfish. I'll let those two have the blue cheese. And I'm going to tell you right now, I almost grabbed a carrot and I said, no way in hell. I do not want to touch any.
Okay.
I'm serious. I did not want your blue cheese. I want Petty's blue cheese. I said, I don't even want a carrot. I'm a bigger germ freak than you then, I guess.
That is a, okay, listen.
Now I don't even want a carrot.
That is a huge, okay, that's completely different from what I'm talking about. Chicken wing double dipping, that's sloppy. That's
okay.
Like your whole mouth's on the damn wing.
Okay.
And then the barbecue sauce is in there along with the hot sauce. No.
Bits and pieces of the wing into the blue cheese.
Yeah. Now that's savage. You are a savage if you will double dip that. But
you're talking,
if it's just, I'm talking a bag of chips and chip dip, I will gladly double dip with everyone in this room and Trill Queens.
No, I still don't like that. I really don't.
Really?
Have you ever tackled a bowl of guacamole? I'm like a fucking animal. Oh, wait, there's another F-bomb. I can't. That's Mim Kingswood's thing. Sorry. Have you ever tackled a freaking thing of guacamole? That is like there are shavings everywhere. I got guacamole on my face, on my chest. It's a monstrous thing. If somebody shares with me, oh no, I'm double dipping no matter what on that. But if other people are doing it, I'm fading out. I cannot do. I won't even eat the bowl.
Now at a party, if I see other people double dipping, that's not going to stop me from eating that dip. But I personally will not double dip just because I don't feel like sharing my germs with everyone else. And, you know, that's how people get sick. And now I really sound like a real pussy. But, let's talk about now the difference between, because we went from chips to wings. Those are like on two different sides of the spectrum. Chip, you have a clean break just about every time. Maybe, you know, a crumb here or there. But what about the pretzel? You got grains of salt flying off, perhaps, from your mouth into the bowl. You don't always have a clean break with a pretzel.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there are different categories.
That Weber's mustard, you dip that thing in there deep. That's a hard penetration. And that is, you know what? I am tempted to double dip on that. Also, I'll add to this interview with that party reference. If you're at a party and there is a level of dip there, depending on how many beers I've had, and at this point it's six, so it's a hard yes. I'm double dipping no matter what. Sober, no way I'm double dipping.
I do think there is a big difference too. whether you're at a work happy hour function and they got some, you know, ranch and celery and carrots and some chips. No, I will not double dip at a work function. Or like Chris said, a family gathering where we got some, you know, it's not the chip, it's the dip, it's bison dip. You want the bison dip. You want the bison dip. Everybody wants a bison dip, but I just truthfully don't think I'm going to double dip. I try not to. I'm with the Crayangela. I try not to double dip because I don't want people double dipping in my thing.
So I'm a germ freak, and I'm kind of like okay with it. It depends. You're really right. It depends on the situation. Work people, your friends, what kind of food it is. Is it saucy? Is it just chips? There's a lot of different scenarios that come into play.
Ian, now did you have a hot take for that? I heard you say, here's a take. I cut you off.
Well, no. All I will say on this is why I ask these questions, boys. We are on to some deep-level double-dipping combo right here. We're basically solving the problems of the world, you know, and that's what I want with this segment. So thank you, boys. This is exactly what I love.
That's true. Screw taxes and the border between the U.S. and Mexico. We need to delve into some bigger issues here with some double-dipping.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that wasn't brought up in the debates.
No, really, yeah.
Now I really can't make a vote because I don't know where they stand on that, Hillary and Donald.
Don't forget about Gary.
That would determine my vote. That would determine my vote in a heartbeat.
Get out and vote Tuesday too, folks.
Now, what is it? Spare me Sunday? Trill? Trill Queensman, I know you love this. I know you got the hot takes. What is your Spare Me Sunday?
All right, boys. Well, as we know, earlier this week, RIP Bears, our friend Bears in Cleveland, the Cleveland Indians lost the World Series to the Chicago Cubs. And the Cubs ended their 108-year win streak. Great for them. Awesome. I tell you the truth, I didn't really have a shoe in this World Series. I just loved great baseball. It was awesome games all around, and I didn't really care who won. Both these would end the streak. What I did care about, and this is Spare Me Sunday, is Red Sox Nation. I live in New England, and I have to deal with their shit all the time. The tweets, the messages, oh, Cubs fans, enjoy it while it lasts. Oh, have to take it for granted. I'm like, okay, hold on a second. 86 years is nothing like 108, and at least the Red Sox have been contending when they were going for that streak. Yes, I know, the Red Sox won multiple titles now, and we're in title town Boston, which however much I hate it. But before that, they were competing. The Cubs hadn't been to a World Series since 1945. You don't know what the hell they've been through. I just, it sickened me. Spare me, Red Sox Nation. Spare me.
That could be a spare me for all of Boston Nation in general. The way they act, the way they act about their teams and their sports, and going through a loss, and just going through a backup quarterback situation like Brissett and Garoppolo. I mean, they've been so lucky and so gifted. Like, you're right, they don't know what it's like to go through tough times.
And they have to be my least favorite fan base.
Just from being at
the Ralph last weekend when the Patriots were in town, and this guy was sitting about two rows ahead of my dad and Degenerate and I, and we were remember that guy? He was just standing up and cheering, and he said he had something wrong. He was joking. He said he had something wrong with his leg where he couldn't sit down, and he was just, I'm going to say it, a grade-A prick. And Gronk got the touchdown. Oh, thanks for Gronk, Buffalo. I fired back with, thanks for Eichel, Boston. But they were just a bunch of clowns ahead of us, and I can't stand those guys. I cannot stand Boston. I cannot stand that. I cannot stand them.
No, I was, and dude, funny about the whole, you bring up Boston, I left CBA today around, I think it was around 1 o'clock, coming up the hollow, a vehicle's coming down the other way, decked out New England. Flags, stickers all over the car, and it wasn't the guy with the truck that we always see in Buffalo, but just a random New England Boston sports fan barreling down the hollow, decked out and all flags and stickers all over their car.
Yeah.
What the hell are you doing? You're in Buffalo.
It's horrible. And you know what? It's spare me New England and Boston, but you know what? You know what? Screw you, Boston, in the fact that Theo left. Look what you gave away. That man, you know, however much I hated his Yankee fan that I am, and he, you know, you got to give the guy respect now. And he is the best at his position. And I will say that. I know there's going to be a lot of angry Yankees fans at that, but I think that extra jab at the Red Sox, for looking what they gave up to him, is pretty cool.
He's the probably the best front office, whatever you want to call him, general manager that ever existed. He broke through the longest streaks in pro sports history. That guy is unreal.
He's a partier, too. If you saw the speech the other day, he's on a drinking bender now after the victory.
Yeah, he told the...
What did he say? How about the F-bomb after the after he wins the World Series? He's dropping the F-bombs, and then he's spraying Bill Murray in the face, blurring his words in the locker room. It was great.
Yeah, he told the GM, Jeb Hoyer, that he's on duty for the next month. I'm going on a month bender.
Such a stud.
He's 42 years old still. He's only 42, and he's broken two streaks.
Two curses. And what's next? Like Schefter said, is he going to the Browns?
He should take on. I agree. He's not going to. They just extended him and stuff.
Yeah.
He won't. But he if I'm that guy, I just start going everywhere. He should start just breaking every curse that is in existence. Come on over to Buffalo. We'll come on, break the Bills' curse. Go over, break the Sabres' curse. Go break the Browns' curse. Whatever the hell you want to go.
It's amazing.
He should.
It really is amazing. All right, Trill Queenswood, are you ready to get into... we haven't really called it anything yet. We keep, that girl from Penn State, things that guys shouldn't do. We are now calling it Mammy No-Nos.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
So, the Mammy No-No of this week. Guys should not be able to use umbrellas. But they're allowed to when dressed in a suit. Thoughts on that?
All right. So this is what I'll say. This is my quick 2 cents on this. I never ever use umbrellas. Never. I own one, and it's a golf umbrella. I still haven't used it. Never been open. Now, I'm not a big suit guy, so I don't know what wearing a suit and that kind of thing is. But if I was wearing a suit, I'm using that golf umbrella. Don't give me those little pop-up things. I'm sorry. I can't. You know what? I would rather be soaking wet, impressing all the mommies around the world, than rocking some umbrella.
I will say the same thing. I agree with that. To be honest, I was just talking to a girl in my night class last week, and we talked about the same thing. And she said, I imagine she had an umbrella, and she said, you don't use an umbrella? And I said, no. I said, whenever I see in the forecast that it's supposed to rain, I always throw on a hoodie, I throw on a rain jacket, and I always wear a hat. I put the hood up, and I wear the rain jacket, and I'm perfectly content.
Not to mention, where are you going to put the umbrella? I mean, you bring it to class or wherever you might be. I suppose you can keep it in your car if you're going shopping, but... you got to get out of your car and go into a store, and you're obviously not going to take it into the store with you. It just seems like a cumbersome, meaningless item. To be honest, I'm surprised they're still selling nowadays, but apparently, females like them, so.
It's such a hassle. You got to, take it out of the back seat. Then you start getting soaked.
Yep.
You're going back to your car, so you're going to get soaked either way after you open the door, put it back in there. There's going to be a 3 to 4 second transition getting from the back door to the front door to get in your car. Personally, you're right, I don't use umbrellas. The only umbrella that I do have is it's a very small Scooby-Doo umbrella.
And,
yeah, and I'll bring it to work, and sometimes I'll let other people use it, things like that, but I've used it once, and it was in a situation where I had a big meeting with a client or something like that, but never never just using an umbrella.
People are going to start calling you
Shaggy. You know what I'll say? Josh knows this more than anyone right now, but I remember from when I was in college, nothing is worse than walking into class on a rainy day and all the mommies walking in and shaking their umbrellas everywhere, getting everything wet. You're already in a crappy classroom. Nobody wants to be there. And all the seats are wet now. They have their umbrellas all over the front of the room. Let me tell you what, nothing got me more fired up in class.
Or when you're in a raincoat and you're getting sick and because, you're feeling the rain, it's cold out, and you're trying to pass a female with an umbrella who's taken up the entire sidewalk because the diameter of the umbrella is about, the size of the equator. You can't pass her on the sidewalk unless you're skipping on the grass, trying to cut around her, cutting through puddles and that. So not only that, those umbrellas just take up a lot of space on the sidewalk, walking anywhere in the city.
And we're usually taller, so we have to run into the top of it. And they're usually shorter than us, the females, So there's no way of getting around it. It's just awful.
So the general...
You always get poked in the eye.
Nobody likes that.
It's a dangerous item.
So the general consensus is no.
Body.
We don't use umbrellas.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Correct. You know what? Yes. I want to say I agree with the mommy's no-nos on this one. I never use my phone.
Never.
Yeah, I'm with that.
I think maybe a couple times in my life, maybe helping out my grandma.
Yeah.
You know, walking her, getting her somewhere. Other than
oh,
that.
You always hold the lady's umbrella for her, especially your elder. That's a rule. That's
yeah, 100%.
You always hold an umbrella for a lady.
Yes.
100%.
Thank you, Trill.
Trill Queenswood, thank you for joining us tonight. You got anything else before you go?
No, I just, you know, thank you guys for letting me a part of the show for the first time. I thought it was great. I can't wait to be back. I will say I'm about to go hop on the Mammy Van and see what happens. I know you guys have been for a ride in the Mammy Van. We'll see what happens. Go Bills.
Trill.
Go Sabres. Go Buffalo.
Trill, I do want to say one thing quickly. Quick Bills Seahawks prediction, ASAP, before you go in the Mammy Van. Quickly.
Oh, all right. You're not going to like this. 27-26 Seahawks in a heartbreaker.
Wow.
Okay.
So you're taking the over there.
But the Bills can't do it. I'm sorry. I think this team is on pace for 8-8, and I think this is where we go below 500.
Thank you, Trill.
Enjoy the Mammy.
Have a great night.
Enjoy the Mammy Van. Good night now. The Mammy Van. We'll be live from Slick Willie's every Thursday night. Let's get into some NHL talk. Sabres, completely different team, home and away. They're 1-3-0 at home. I've been at all three losses. On the road, they're 4-1-2. They're back over 500. Another gritty, big win on the road in Ottawa. Goaltending was phenomenal from Lehner. He looked, I mean, some of the saves he made, that game could have easily been. Montreal lost a couple nights ago, 10-0.
That was unreal.
They let Montoya stay in the whole game.
Yeah.
He let in every single goal. And then, I mean, that Ottawa could easily have had 5 or 6 goals last night. And Lehner stood on his head.
He's played very well.
Yes.
Lately. I will say, too, one thing I know we always mention, standings and all that stuff, and here we are, 11 games into the season. Sabres are 1 point out of the wild card. New Jersey and Toronto actually are tied at 13 points there, and you got Detroit with 13, Philly with 13, Columbus with 12, Buffalo with 12, Boston with 12. So tomorrow's a big game between Buffalo and Boston. They do play tomorrow night along with the Bills and the Seahawks. So it is a one Buffalo kind of an evening. Now let's get the one, meaning W-H-O-N. So let's get some wins tomorrow. So big game tomorrow.
Yeah, huge game playing Boston. I mean, anytime you're playing Boston is huge, but first time of the season playing Boston, we maybe should have asked Trill about that one. But Buffalo, you know, they're a bubble team. They're a bubble team right now, and I think it was an easy prediction heading into the year that they'd be a bubble team at the end of the season. They'd be a team right at the end with 10, 20 games left, whatever you want to call it, pressing for the playoffs. And I think they're lacking a few things right now. I think if they are going to be a playoff team and a team that gets in, I think they need a little bit more secondary scoring. Tyler Ennis, 2 points on the year, 11 games in. He's played in every single game. He's also, I believe, third on the team in shots. So it's not like he's not getting opportunities, but he's just not executing. Oposo and O'Reilly leading the way right now with 8 points apiece. And Ristolainen, too. Ristolainen has 8 points. I absolutely love that Ristolainen's in the top three in scoring.
Yeah.
He's tied for first in scoring. I don't think that contract is going to do anything to his ego. But behind Ristolainen, there's another critique. I mean, we could talk about all day. Who's our next best defender? Is it Jake McCabe? Is it Bogosian? Bogosian's obviously not showing any offense. He's got 0 points in 11 games. And I think just in general, I think we have to be a little bit harder in our own end. I think we need to be a little bit more physical. Leonard did a great job, 32 saves in the win last night. He did stand on his head. He had a couple of amazing saves. But I don't think he's the kind of goaltender who can do that for you every night.
No.
We need to help him out a little bit more.
And you do have Kane coming back. They said they're expecting him Saturday versus the Devils.
Wow.
So you do have him coming back. The report I just saw last week was Eichel still 3 or 4 weeks out. That pushes him beyond Thanksgiving, probably going into December. And Bogosian is out now, right? With the 3 or 4 weeks with the ACL, MCL thing.
Yeah.
The MCL, I believe it was. So sprained MCL. He's out probably a month now. So you're down an already weak part of your team. Now you're down another D. So they're going to need some help back there. I do agree with the Tyler Ennis thing. I just thought about that yesterday. He needs to produce more.
It could be partially just because he is returning. You know, maybe that just takes time being in game shape. We talk about Marcel Darius getting hurt because he wasn't playing in games, then all of a sudden playing is harder. But something's missing from his shot, you know, his burst, his escapability. It just seems like it hasn't been there. He's a 20-goal scorer, and we need him to be, you know, upwards of 15 to 20 goals.
And it was great to see Sammy Reinhart get on the score sheet last night.
Yep.
Got the game winner. It's been a while. That's his second goal.
Yeah.
Shout out real quick. Happy birthday, Sam Reinhart. Officially turned 21 today. He will finally be able to legally drink at Encore.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I will say, Reinhart, I was starting to get, okay, and this guy's a second overall pick. Like, let's start kicking in this year.
He misses Jack.
Yeah.
Misses Jack big time.
The whole team does. I was watching yesterday that game, and I said to myself, I miss Jack Eichel for the sole reason of enjoyment. Like, just, he's out there, and he's flying around.
Oh,
and
going he's so good.
He's a human highlight reel.
Yeah, so that's what I said. When I was watching yesterday's game, I just told myself, I am just missing Eichel just for the sole factor of that, enjoyment. And going to the KeyBank Center, just sole enjoyment of going to watch Jack at the KeyBank Center. So, hopefully he comes back soon. But they're not going to rush him back, I'll tell you that. And Murray even said that. They were interviewed Murray this past week on WGR.
Yep.
They said, how long, all this stuff. He said, I don't do timetables, he said.
When you're ready, you're ready.
They're not going to rush him back.
That's just smart. He is your franchise. You don't rush a player back like that. If we get him halfway through the season, I think that would even be late. But exactly what Joe said, when you're ready, you're ready.
I wanted him by Thanksgiving. At this point,
Thanksgiving, I think, would have been, six weeks?
Yeah, so at this point, I'm thinking, I mean, at least hopefully by Christmas for crying out loud. Hopefully he's back by New Year's, but he's got to stay afloat.
Stay afloat, play 500 hockey.
I agree with that.
And so, get the points, pick up points where you should be picking up points, and steal one every once in a while.
Win
at home, yep.
The ridiculous stat, they've won like 45, like out of the past, I think it's like 120 home games, they've won 45.
That's brutal. It's nice to be winning on the road.
It is. It's great.
But good teams win everywhere.
Coming up this week, they got tomorrow Boston. So tomorrow you got, as we just said, Boston and the Seahawks, or the Bills and the Seahawks. Then you got the Senators game on Wednesday, who we did give tickets out to Brandon. Shout out Brandon Snyder. No, big listener. So good for him. And then you got the Devils on Saturday and the Devils on Sunday. And a home and home, it looks like. So, winnable games. I mean, now the Devils are not doing this well. They're doing, 5-3-3. Senators we just beat last night, 7-4. Boston 6-5.
Boston and Sabres are tied right now at 12 points each.
So very, very winnable games coming up that they should at least compete in. So,
well, let's go ahead and go to our in-studio guest here, who surprisingly has made it all the way from Boston. Boston play-by-play man Jack Edwards. Jack, what do you think about the matchup tomorrow night? It's the first of the season between the Sabres and the Bruins. Oh my God, Tory Krug is just going to light up the Sabres. My goodness. Tory Krug from the defensive unit could blast fireballs all day from the blue line. Not to mention Brad Marchand. I mean, come on. Who doesn't want this guy to be his son-in-law? All right, we're going to go ahead and excuse Jack Edwards there, as it seemed like a biased opinion, which is of no surprise to any
surprise
of us.
No surprise to Boston media and fans.
Man.
Yeah. Thanks for coming, though, Jack.
Thank you, Jack. Good night now.
All right, have a nice trip back to Boston. All right, I'll take it easy.
So, but, I mean, we've had a big couple weeks with Trainwreck Sports. Dildo Thrower, first exclusive interview. We hit the New York Daily News, Yahoo, Sporting News front page. Get thousands of listeners on that that interview with the Dildo Thrower.
The Hub.
Hub.
That was really huge. That really took off, too.
That was big.
That really took off. So.
And yeah, thank you to all the listeners that keep following us. We've grown over 100 followers on Twitter now the past week, which is big. The Sabres ticket giveaway went great. I mean, everything's going awesome with everything Buffalo, My Cousin Vintage, and we just appreciate all the support. and the dedicated listeners that keep listening to us. It's great, you know, either I'm at work or I'm home and I'm getting random texts from people that I haven't heard from in like, you know, 2 or 3 years. Fathers from people, you know, shouting us out, saying great job. So it's just, it's really awesome. I know you guys feel the same way.
Yeah, I was walking out of the CBA last Thursday. I remember someone said, Trainwreck Sports. I'm like, oh, yeah. That's right, man. Let's go.
It's really cool.
It's a hobby, but we're doing good things, and we're happy people are listening, and we're happy we're making people happy. It's people helping people.
Yep.
It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. But yeah, I mean, shout out to our sponsors one last time. Campobello's celebrating 25 years. That's amazing. CBA, you know what to do. You know where to go there. And DNM Landscaping, Dex and Moore. But big week ahead. It's looking like we are going to do a show tomorrow night after the Bills-Seahawks game. We'll definitely have Tucked in studio to get his reaction on that game, the NFL Insider. And
it'll be a late night for the Wrecking Crew tomorrow night, but we're going to do it for the people. Yeah. We'll do it for the people. We have you guys in mind, so we're going to give that quick reaction. And I'm going to say right now, hopefully the Bills win. Let's get a Bills win tomorrow. Could be the biggest Bills win in a while. Well, going to Seattle on Monday night.
It could be a party here in studio tomorrow night. Yeah. Great show. Big things coming. Monday Night Football tomorrow night. And then also, the train is headed out west to Las Vegas. So, thank you guys again. We'll be back tomorrow night. Good night now.